Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into IACT, a self-organizing recursive model for general AI agents, a technical white paper on the architecture behind Kragant.ai. We're talking about it because it proposes a self-organizing recursive agent architecture to make AI agents more reliable at multi-step work and tool orchestration. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. And the value question for today, concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams ask agents to do multi-step stuff. Think, pull docs, compare versions, write a summary, then open a ticket with the right template. That's where things break. Tool calls are brittle, the agent forgets context after two or three hops, and retries get expensive and slow. Product teams building assistants feel it first. R&D folks wiring tool chains fight flaky orchestration. Ops folks watch latency and cost spike when an agent spins in loops. The need is clear. An agent that can decompose tasks, keep a durable memory, self-check results, and control when to branch, retry, or stop, all with budget and guardrails baked in.
So basically, people want agents that don't just follow a single prompt, but can zoom out, remember what's already been done, recover when a step fails, and keep costs under control. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've hit the point where base LLMs are strong at single turns, but real-world tasks need planning and control. A self-organizing recursive setup adds a meta controller that can break work into sub-goals, spawn sub-agents, choose tools, and decide when to stop, instead of blindly looping. Earlier patterns like React, Tree of Thoughts, or Manager Worker setups helped, but they're often brittle and hard to govern at scale. What's different now is the stack. Longer context windows, cheaper inference, reliable function calling and tool APIs, vector stores for memory, and better tracing observability. Put together, you can run controlled recursion, persist state, monitor depth and cost, and get higher task success with fewer manual interventions. Technically, IACT is an agent layer that sits above your base LLMs. It has a meta controller that plans, a recursion engine that can spawn sub-agents, and a memory system split into short-term, current task state, and long-term, facts, decisions, artifacts. Self-organizing here means the agent dynamically restructures its own plan. It can regroup steps into sub-goals, reassign tools, or merge branches if it detects overlap. Recursion is explicit. The meta controller can call a sub-agent with a bounded budget, pass scoped memory, wait for a result, and then decide whether to continue, retry, or stop. Compared to React or Tree of Thoughts, it's less a single loop with thinking tokens and more a governed task graph with termination criteria, cost latency budgets, and role-specific sub-agents. Versus manager worker setups, it emphasizes automatic plan revision and memory hygiene rather than static roles and fixed chains.
So basically, it's a smart coordinator on top of your model. It breaks the job into pieces, spins up little helpers when needed, keeps good notes, and knows when to stop or backtrack so it doesn't burn time or money. Mark, what does that change in day-to-day work for a team actually shipping features?
The first change is ergonomics. Instead of one giant prompt and hope, you model tasks as goals with policies. You define tools with schemas, a memory store, and budgets per goal. In deployment, your orchestrator logs each sub-agent call as a traceable unit, so retries and reviews are scoped. Prompt templates get simpler because context and checks are handled by the meta controller. And governance moves from copy-paste this prompt to version this policy and its budget, which is way easier to review with product and compliance.
Let's ground it. Imagine a basic on-call triage assistant. Mark, walk us through how IACT would run that flow, step by step, and who's clicking what.
On-call engineer opens a runbook page and hits start triage. The meta controller creates goal one, collect signals. It spawns a sub-agent with a 60-second 200-token budget to call tools, logs.search, metrics.query, incidents.fetch. Those results are written to short-term memory and summarized. Goal 2. Classify severity. The agent self-checks against a policy. If SLO breach and error rate X, severity equals high, otherwise medium or low. If the check fails, it triggers a bounded retry with a different prompt slice. Goal 3, draft ticket. It fills the template, attaches summaries, and runs a self-consistency check using a second subagent. Finally, it asks the human to click Create Ticket or Request Rerun with higher budget. Artifacts produced, a triage summary, the ticket draft, and a trace with each tool call and check.
So the person basically kicks it off, skims a clear summary, and approves the ticket when it looks right, while the system quietly handles retries and checks. Let's raise the difficulty. Mark, outline a cross-team product research agent. What are the key decisions along the way?
Product lead asks, should we add feature X for mid-market? The agent launches a research plan, market scan, competitor diff, user feedback synthesis, revenue impact estimate. Decision points, which data sources to trust, when to request access to a new data set, when to escalate for an expert interview, and how to stop when confidence is sufficient. It may branch. One sub-agent pulls public docs and pricing, another mines internal support tickets, a third runs a survey draft. The meta controller watches confidence scores and budget burn. If competitor info keeps contradicting, it merges branches and prompts for human clarification before spending more.
Mechanically, each branch is a recursive call with scoped memory and a budget envelope, say $1 and 3 tool invocations. The meta controller uses signals like sub-goal success probability, variance between branches, and cost remaining to decide to spawn, merge, or terminate. Self-organization means it can restructure the plan if, for example, competitor diff returns low novelty. It might drop that branch and reallocate budget to user feedback synthesis. You can run these asynchronously and compose results via a reducer policy. That removes a lot of handwritten orchestration and reduces the chance of unbounded loops.
Great. So the system allocates little pockets of time and money to each research thread and rebalances on the fly. Mark, map this to a typical stack. What talks to what?
Practically, your app calls the IoT orchestrator via an API. The orchestrator calls your LLM provider for the meta controller and subagents. Memory is split, a vector store for long-term knowledge, a key-value store for task state. Tools are plugins, HTTP functions with JSON schemas and auth. Observability hooks send traces to your logging APM tool. For front-end, you expose a run view, goals, sub-goals, depth costs, artifacts. Most teams can bolt this onto an existing agent pipeline by swapping the controller and adding the memory layer and budgets.
Before versus after in plain terms, what's the delta a team feels?
Before, one brittle chain, lots of manual retries, and long prompts that try to do everything. After, smaller prompts per role, automatic retries with checks, and scoped memory so the model doesn't drown. We typically see fewer stuck runs, think 30 to 50% fewer manual interventions, and clearer traces. Prompt engineering shifts from clever tricks to defining goals, tools, and policies. And on-call folks spend more time approving artifacts than debugging steps.
Good. Jamie, caution flags for anyone tempted to ship this on Friday afternoon. What's the minimum setup and the gotchas?
You need hard stops, max recursion depth, per-goal budgets, and timeouts. Put guardrails on tool calls, rate limits, allow lists, and input-output validation. Logging must capture goal hierarchy, memory rights, and cost per subagent, or you won't debug issues. Start with deterministic tools and small scopes. Introduce web or long latency tools later. Train prompt authors on policies and checks. It's a different mindset than crafting a single mega prompt. Finally, document versioned agent policies and set up a rollback path. Self-organizing is powerful, but a misspecified policy can still thrash without those boundaries. Under the hood, there are a few hard requirements. You need an LLM that supports reliable function calling for the metacontroller and subagents. It doesn't require fine-tuning, but good prompts and tool schemas are essential. Memory is split. Short-term task state in a fast key-value store and long-term knowledge in a vector store. You also need tracing observability to log the goal tree, recursion depth, tool I/O, and cost per hop. The approach relies on external tools via JSON-typed APIs. No model introspection. Algorithmically, recursive self-organizing loops can blow up, runaway branching, duplicated work, or state bloat. That's why you cap recursion depth, set per-goal budgets, add termination criteria, and run dedupe merge passes on memory. Limitations the authors flag: robustness of plan revision heuristics, evaluation beyond small testbeds, safety permissions on tool calls, and cost scheduling when many sub-agents run in parallel. Future work. Learn better policies from data, smarter budget allocation, and stronger guardrails for tool access and PII.
Put simply, to try this, you need a decent model with tool use, a memory database, and good logging. The main risk is the agent overbranches or spends too much, so you set breaks, depth limits, timeouts, and budgets, and keep an audit trail. Mark, from an org perspective, what setup keeps this safe and manageable?
What usually works is a lightweight governance layer. Monitoring, track task success rate, average recursion depth, unique tool calls per run, retry count, cost per task, and time to first artifact. Put alerts on depth N and budget exceed. Controls, per goal budgets, allow listed tools with input-output validation and human-in-the-loop checkpoints at key gates, like approve ticket or escalate research. Version agent policies like code and tie them to a changelog. Rollout plan. Pilot on a narrow workflow, run async to avoid blocking UX, measure for 2 weeks, then widen scope. Also give users a thorough versus fast toggle. Synchronous runs for quick triage, asynchronous for deeper recursion.
On results, the white paper is primarily architectural. The evaluations are small, controlled test beds. Think internal workflows like log triage, data gathering, and report drafting. Metrics they discuss are operational. End-to-end task success, average recursion depth, number of retries, latency, and cost per completed task. Comparisons are to single loop chains and simple React manager worker baselines. Reported trends, higher task success and fewer runaway loops. Retries drop because of scoped checks. Latency can increase per successful run due to extra checks, but overall operator effort drops. Cost is managed within budgets, though deeper plans trade time for reliability. No standardized public benchmarks or EMF1. This is more systems-level evaluation than leaderboard-style testing.
So for someone listening in their car, expect fewer stuck runs and fewer manual do-overs. You might wait a bit longer for a high-confidence result, but the end-to-end flow is smoother, and the cost stays predictable if you cap recursion. Mark, reality check, how much of that survives contact with production?
In production, numbers soften. Tool APIs flake, auth expires, and web calls spike latency. If your knowledge base is noisy, memory hygiene takes work, and you'll see some drift. Expect success rates to drop versus the paper until you tune policies and clean data. Costs can jump if you enable browsing too early. The payoff shows up when the workflow is well scoped and auditable. Ops triage, support summarization, compliance checks. Less so for open-ended brainstorming where simple chat already works. Who benefits most? Teams with recurring multi-step tasks, clear templates, and API-first tools. SRE on-call, support ops, RevOps reporting, and regulated workflows that need traces. You'll get value if you can version policies, review artifacts, and accept that the first 2 weeks are about instrumentation and guardrails, not magic autonomy.
Bottom line, this paper gives you a governed, self-restructuring agent layer that turns brittle chains into monitored task graphs with memory and budgets, pragmatic autonomy rather than free-for-all agents. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.